It's Rocktober time on IRC FM, episode 110. Welcome to episode 110, the third week of Rocktober. I might have said that this week was the metal week on the end of last week's show, but that is next week, episode 111. On this week's show, we've got a great lot of rock pop, and who knows what else for Rocktober, including some music from the UK, Australia, New Zealand, the US, and even a couple of extra countries there thrown in for good measure. Rock is rock is rock is rock, and you are definitely going to hear lots of rock as we speed through Rocktober here on IRC FM. IRC FM is a part of Channel IRC, and let's get straight on with the music. Lots and lots of rock for you in Rocktober. Let's kick it off right now. Thanks, Matt Stevens.
And I don't want to talk about why this ain't working. And go around where we've already been. Run through a list of all your reasons. Save that drama for your friends. I don't wanna be let down easy. If all you're gonna do is bring me down, come on baby, just break my heart right now. If you're gone, if you're gone,
I Why aren't you listening to the Dark Compass Metal Show? 30 minutes of some of the thundering metal from the Podsafe Music Network. The DCMS. DarkCompass.com/metal.
Best friend to me, oh, you're a best friend. Call me any day or night. Your phone calls always received in an instant. You're never distant. We can go off to the south of France just for a dance, usually to the east end. Off on the weekend, any day of the week, it doesn't matter too much to me. And when you're upset and wanna forget, have a drink, have the time. No, you can call me anytime. You can call me any place. You can call me when you're lost and when you're found, when you're sad and when you're fine. No, you can call me anytime.
Sam River, and I'm Guy, and you're listening to Irk FM.
You say our love will last forever. You tell me that you're never gonna let me go. Maybe if I said goodbye now,
you don't have to be afraid. I just wanna listening to a feed of the Association of Music Podcasting at musicpodcasting.org.
G'day, mate. You're listening to Insomnia Radio Australia with music from Down Under. Are you looking for some great Australian music? Could be country like that. It could be dance. At awesome rock. It could be metal. It could be jazz, who knows? If it's Australian music you're after, there's one place, guaranteed, every song Australian. Insomnia Radio Australia, the best Australian music that you've never heard. Australia.insomniaradio.net.
Everybody take a chance.
Irk FM, great quality Podsafe music down the pipe and into your ears at the end of each and every week. What can you expect to hear on Irk FM? You can hear the latest and greatest Podsafe music. There's no animals, there's no dogs, cats or elephants, there's no helicopters, no planes, trains or automobiles. No news, no gossip, no chatter, no waffle, no children. There's no cycling, there's no football, there's no soccer, there's no Australian rules, no rugby league, no hurling. There's no speaking in foreign languages, there's no bunnies, there's no wacky housekeeping, some wacky news or serious news. There's lots of great music each and every week. ChannelIrk.com, Irk FM. Irk FM is Australian for quality music podcasting. G'day, I'm Erk from Channel Erk and Insomnia Radio Australia. What happens if I add some of this? And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this. And what happens if I stir that around, deliver that to you nice, hot and fresh? That sounds like a buffet of tasty musical treats to me.
Mummy, what can I do?
Well, dear, you
can go to www.nicktan.co.uk. Will there be details of his gigs there too, Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Will there be pictures of him and his instruments? Oh, Mummy, please say yes.
Yes, dear.
Will there be widgets too, to click on? You know, those ones that link to his blogs and his podcasts.
Yes, dear.
And links to his friends' websites too?
Yes, dear.
Mummy?
Yes, dear.
Are there links to simply everything that Nick Tan does there?
Yes, dear.
What was the address again, Mummy dearest?
www.nicktan.co.uk.
Oh, thank you, Mummy. Thank you so very much. Mummy, I think I've just been bitten.
Bitten?
Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by
Urk FM. Oh my god.
What happens if I mix a little bit of this? And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this. And a little bit of this. If I combine them all, you get Channel Urk. Channel Urk, Australian for quality podcasts. Check us out, channelurk.com.
G'day, this is Craig Morrison from Australia, and you're listening to Urk FM, top station and a top man. You can find me at craigmorrisonmusic.com. Check it out.
Channel Urk presents A Moment in Time, Urk's debut novel, coming soon in print and on podcast. Dateline Sydney, Thursday, the 1st of April, 2010. It's the day before the four-day Easter long weekend, and the majority of Sydneysiders are looking to get as far away from Sydney as possible to enjoy 4 days away from their workplaces. But for a group of Sydney women doing extraordinary jobs, getting away for the long weekend isn't an option. They have to work regardless. Their industries don't stop just because the rest of the city has a long weekend. Their main task is to survive alive. Follow A Moment in Time. Follow A Moment in Time. Multiple points of views, multiple characters, lots of action in and around Sydney. Are you ready for A Moment in Time? AmomentInTimeNovel.com. You remember me? I'm Urk, I'm the host of Urk FM, and you haven't heard me so far in this episode, apart from the introduction and a couple of those promos, have you? So I thought I'd let you introduce the music yourselves in your mind, and I thought that I'd just leave you alone to listen to the music basically one after the other. So let's go back a little bit and we'll talk a bit about the artisan who we have just listened to over the last hour or so. Yes, affiliates, we will be going long. Always wanted to say that. Now, this song is called Hot Summer by Bedford. I have played them on Insomnia Radio Australia, episode number 6. They come to us from Melbourne, and as you can hear, they definitely do rock. Now, one of the reasons why I have featured them on this episode of IRC FM, apart from the fact that they do indeed rock, they've recently been nominated for the Hollywood Music in Media Awards, which is quite cool. The Hollywood Music in Media Awards, they will be taking place in Hollywood, California on the 18th of November 2010. The awards recognise music based on creative merit rather than artist popularity, airplay, sales or label affiliation. Using this approach, it offers talented artists from anywhere in the world exposure and connectivity to the most influential professionals and organisations in the music industry and the licensing machine of Hollywood. Three juice management and promotion artists, including Bedford, have been nominated for these awards. Bedford have been nominated for the Best Rock Award. Lead singer David is thought by many to be the love child of Lenny Kravitz and Chris Cornell, even though he is Egyptian, and with a sound that is pop enough for radio and heavy enough to appeal to younger audiences, it is highly likely that you'll be hearing a lot about Bedford in the near future. And so good luck to Bedford for their nomination for the Best Rock Act for the Hollywood Music in Media Awards coming up in November 2010. Now, this song is called Carolina by the Tone Poets, and you all know that song that goes, Sweet Caroline, ba ba ba. I've had that stuck in my head as an earworm for a few days now, and I even tried to blast it out of my head using some Foundry Road, which worked for a little bit, but then it came back. And so I thought I'd play that song, and I thought I'd also, even though this isn't technically her name, I thought I'd say hi to Caroline from the Bugcast anyway using this song. So, hi Caroline. The Tone Poets, let me tell you a little bit about them. Of course, music on this show today comes to us from Juice Management and Promotion, Airplay Direct and Aerial Publicity. The Tone Poets come to us from the Midlands in the UK. They say that they're influenced by all kinds of music. Their tastes are very individual according to their personal upbringings. Lots of guitar music ranging from the 1950s to the present day. And so they like artists such as Early Red Belly, Jeff Buckley. They also like funk, blues, Spanish, classical and flamenco. They say that overall, rock, indie and grunge have a massive part to play in their genetic makeup and their personal experiences that relate the songs to the listeners individually. And so, from the Midlands in the UK, this is Tone Poets. And the song that you heard on this episode was called Carolina. Why'd you always make it sound like a deal? Now, this song is called Nightmare by Night Vision, and they come to us from Lincolnshire in the UK. Their beginnings go back to 2003, where guitarist Boulder and drummer Daryl first got together to play music, bonded by a shared love of Iron Maiden, Queen, Metallica, and Guns N' Roses. Having watched the first lineup of Night Vision play together for 18 months, bassist Dean, the brother of Daryl, was persuaded in 2005 to join the band when the previous bass player moved on. The dynamic caused by two brothers in a band can go one of two ways: disastrously or with creative sparks flying. Fortunately for the band, they say it was the latter. Then the search began for the final piece in the band's jigsaw, a talented vocalist and frontman, and Dave joined the band in 2006. Their debut album, As the Lights Go Down, was recorded in Manchester in 2009. The song you're hearing now is a new song by Lost City Radio called Seeing Things. And Lost City Radio might be familiar to people who listen to a few various music podcasts. They're a three-piece band from the Liverpool area of the UK. They like beats, bleeps, and bass, gigs, and guitars. John and Kev started the band after becoming with too many shite bands making shite music, and they decided to do something about it and make some great tunes of their own. Tunes that reflected the love of house, hip-hop, techno and dub, as well as rock and soul, that married their love of twisted loops, synths and beats to rocking guitars and catchy melodies. And so, from the Liverpool area of the UK, Lost City Radio, with their latest song, Seeing Things. Now, this song has a rather interesting title. It is titled 2014 by Michael Winfer. Very, very interesting title. Michael Winfer's main weapon and what he might be previously best known for is the guitar. He has played guitar with many different bands and artists, both rock, pop and acoustic, and he still plays occasionally with different musicians and bands, both live and for recording purposes. In 2010, for the first time, he decided to start up his own solo project, writing, recording and performing his own songs. His philosophy is clear. Quote, "Just do what you like and don't compromise with yourself. Do not care about what others might think, what is up in time, or which box eventually to be put in by others. It is all about feeling free to feel, because you are what you want to be." And so this is Michael Winfer with his rather interestingly titled song, 2014. Now the next two songs that we're about to feature are very, very interesting. Two different bands from two different countries with a title exactly the same. Both this song and the next song that I'll talk about are called Back to Life. This one is by Patriot Rebel, and they come to us from Nottingham in the UK, home territory of Sarah Morrison from Insomnia Radio New York, and coming up soon, her new podcast, Miss Morrison's Mix, which you heard a bit of a sneaky promo for there in the middle, because her podcast will be a buffet of tastical musical treats. Anywho, let's talk a bit about Patriot Rebel, who come to us from Nottingham. They have conquered Nottingham according to themselves. Now they are setting their sights on increasing their fan base nationally and internationally. They have performed a number of festivals in their region and have gained notoriety for refusing to turn the volume down, much to the dismay of nearby acoustic stages. Their influences include bands such as Nirvana, The Foo Fighters, Disturbed, The Beatles — then again, doesn't everyone say The Beatles? — The Cranberries, Arctic Monkeys, Korn, Metallica, The Who, Guns N' Roses, Velvet Revolver, and more. So from Nottingham, here's Patriot Rebel with their song Back to Life. And I sing this song when I'm old and I fall. Will you bring me back to life when life turns and love burns? Will the devil be my wife? Now we move from Nottingham. We move from Nottingham and we go to another song called Back to Life by Scene.
Changing the seasons come around. Stuck in the desktop, home in the ground. Drink another drink to your TV hero. Stuck in your white house.
Now this is Scene with their song also called Back to Life. Sounds very different to the last song that we heard, doesn't it? Scene have been together since October 2009 and haven't looked back since. They started off in a New Zealand national battle of the bands 3 weeks after getting together, optimistic, and 2 heats and 1 final later, finished up as the 3rd best band in Auckland and top 20 in New Zealand. A fine effort for a band who only got together 3 weeks before the competition. Their individual influences and style fuse under the main influence of singer Dave Gale and his Britpop roots to give rock and roll at its most dangerous. The band has been rigorously touring their debut album Welcome to the Revolution since January to crowds around New Zealand, and are increasingly selling out their shows. They say, be prepared as this band means business and won't stop until you understand. So here is Scene with their song called Back to Life. This is Michael Lee with his song called Land of Change. Michael Lee is from the UK. Let's see. He's from London in the southeast. Michael Lee had an 80s childhood spent listening to an eclectic mix of musical genres, and it paved the way to an early fascination of indie rock. Already showing a marked taste for music, Michael looked ahead and began his creative journey to fulfill his ambition in carving a successful career within the music industry. Michael's self-taught and distinct approach to music fuses progressive rock with intellectual attitude and flowing melodies. Combined with his talents in producing and creating his own material, Michael has emerged as a popular fixture on the gigging scene. Citing Jeff Buckley, Incubus and Sting as his main sources of inspiration, Michael strives to take the key elements of his musical influences and blend them into a sound never heard before. His debut album, Face Forward, was released in June 2009. So this is Michael Lee with his song, Land of Change.
Step outside of your shell, you take it hollow, look at yourself. Something's wrong with this picture. This is not a permanent fixture.
Now we're back in Australia with this song called from the Wind Up Dolls, which I played on the most recent episode of Insomnia Radio Australia, episode number 7. This song is called Ready to Burn. The Wind Up Dolls come to us from Queensland, and they definitely do rock. They've got a few shows coming up in October, November and December on the east coast of Australia. Don't forget, of course, you can check the show notes at irkfm.com episode 110 and click on the links, find out more about the artists. Click on the links, support the artists that support IrkFM. This is the Wind Up Dolls with their song, which is called
Ask Yourself, Are You Ready to Burn?
Are you ready to burn? Sticking to Australia and another artist played on Insomnia Radio Australia episode number 7, this is Katama with their song called Three Simple Words. From the central coast of New South Wales, these homeschool brothers Chris and Evan have done things that most guys their ages have never dreamed of doing, such as travelling the world as competitive ballroom dancers, dabbling in the stock market. But they decided recently to enter another creative venture. And so they might be homeschooled, but they're very well schooled in the art of music. And this is Katama with their song, which is called Three Simple Words.
I just wanna hear those
best friend to me. Oh, you're a best friend. Call me any day or night. Your phone calls always received.
This song is called Call Me Anytime by The Collective. They're a relatively new band from North London, having been formed in the autumn of 2008. With talented musicians who regularly performed at Joey Stone's famous Open Mic Talent Showcase. And did I say that they're a six-piece? Yes, I did. They are a six-piece. Gian is their front man. He's been singing and playing guitar for many years. Only recently, through playing at numerous open mics, he found that other people also liked his songs. So he decided to keep writing and develop his music with the help of the band The Collective. Anita is on backing vocals and also a funky flute player from Hungary. She's a classically trained singer. Steve is on backing vocals and keyboards. John is on rhythm and beats. As a man with reportedly 18s, he has the uncanny ability to hit every drum at the same time. Some say that his powers come from his brush beard. Others simply marvel at his ability to play every musical instrument known to man. They have a bassist affectionately known as Smiley, and they say that apart from that, not much else is known about this mysterious man. His ability to spot an out-of-tune guitar from 10 yards and a ridiculously good ear has saved the band on many occasions. While John is the youngest member of the band, old John is no spring chicken. As a master of his weapon of choice, John delivers steely guitar riffs and killer hooks. Representing the US, this is Abnormal with their song called Can You Feel It? They say that they're from Illinois. They're in the alternative rock, rock and pop genres, and they say that they love to rock and they want to make music their lives. And their fans also like Pearl Jam, Candlebox, Three Doors Down, Creed, and Live. This is actually one of two tracks that my mum Judy from Judy's Blast FM found for me while she was looking for music for her show. And so she says, "Erk, you're doing Rocktober, you might enjoy this." And I certainly did. The first song of the episode and the last song of this review. This is No Justice with their song, which is not called track 5 at all. It is called Just Get Going, and this is another track that my mum Judy found for me. Thank you, Studio B. Good job. Just No Justice, they come to us from Stillwater, Oklahoma. Since 2005, the name No Justice has been a familiar figure on Texas radio, charting 7 top 10 singles and a pair of number ones in only a 4-year span. During that time, the 5-piece from Stillwater, Oklahoma has become a polished touring machine, playing nearly 200 shows a year and every square inch of Roadhouse in the Lone Star State and then some. After recording 3 albums and building up a formidable grassroots following, No Justice lead singer and guitarist Steve Rice realised that even a state the size of Texas has its borders. It was time for No Justice to introduce themselves to the rest of the country. So it's interesting that they're from Stillwater, Oklahoma, but spent a lot of time doing stuff in Texas. Very, very interesting. Don't forget, you can go to the show notes at irkfm.com, episode 110. Click on the links and support all the artists.
All you're gonna do is bring me down. Come on, baby, just break my heart right now. If you're...
So this brings us to the end of IRC FM episode 110. Thought that I'd do things a little bit differently again this week. Hope you enjoyed it. Hope you're enjoying the rock here on Rocktober. Definitely a lot of rock as we speed through Rocktober. Wow, this is the third week of 5 already. A big thank you to Nick Tan, who provided me with the promo that you heard a little bit earlier, and then I'll play in a short little jiffy.
Mummy.
Yes, dear.
Mummy, I think I've just been bitten.
Bitten?
Yes, Mummy. I think I've been bitten by IRC FM. Oh, my God.
So, thank you very much for that, Nick. That was very greatly appreciated. So, just to recap, we heard from No Justice, Abnormal, The Collective, Kotama, The Wind-Up Dolls, Michael Lee, Scene, Patriot Rebel, Michael Winther, Lost City Radio, Night Vision, and The Tone Poets. Our music came courtesy of Airplay Direct, Juice Management and Promotion, and Aerial Publicity. Don't forget to check out the other shows across Channel IRC. We've sort of semi-adopted Rocktober on Blast from the Past. That's the weekly Back in My Day / Social History / Music / whatever Judy and I feel like talking about each and every Saturday. We have some classic Australian rock on this week's very, very long but enjoyable episode of Blast from the Past. And on Sunday, we have Judy's Blast FM, where my mum Judy discovers that there is more to music than country and or western. And she's gone down a softer road when it comes to her show this week. Acoustic folk rock artist John Batoff. When Judy programs her music, she chooses all her music herself, usually about a month or so in advance. So when she chose some of the artists on Judy's Blast FM, she had no idea that I had even thought of Rocktober at the time that she was programming it. So it's a bit of a contrast this month between her show, Blast from the Past, where we've sort of semi-officially adopted Rocktober, and this show, IRC FM, which is 100% rock for the month of Rocktober. If you are a non-rock artist and you would like to hear yourself during No Rock... Hey, that's a good idea. No Rockvember. I'm a genius. Oh, I just think of these things off the top of my head sometimes. No Rockvember. I'll have to let Studio B know about that one. So if you're interested in No Rockvember and you're an artist who doesn't play rock, I'll redress the balance in November. No Rock Nay Rockvember. Well, we can have no Spadvember and Movember, so why not Nay Rockvember? Eh, sounds good to me. Hope you enjoyed the music. Next week is the metal show. We'll have Foundry Road come back, playing some different songs, and there may indeed need to be a bit of a language warning about next week's show. But if you like heavy rock, heavy metal, next week's show on IRC FM will be for you. IRC FM episode 111, One Rocktober, volume knob 211. Until next week, I'm IRC. Thank you very much for listening. Check us out, channelirc.com. Also, check out Insomnia Radio Australia and the Association of Music Podcasting. Links are on the show notes. All music comes courtesy either of the artists or with various agreements with various content and music content providers. This show is licensed under a Creative Commons license registered in Australia. All rights to the music contained within this show remains with the original rights holder, and music is used with permission. Until next time, rock on for Rocktober!